children, but to all people and all nations. For all people are your children, and all nations are your home, when you set out on the journey to mastery. This is the journey on which you embarked many centuries and many lifetimes ago. It is the journey for which you have long prepared and that has brought you here to this time and place. This is the journey that calls you more urgently now than ever before, on which you feel yourself proceeding with ever-increasing speed. This is the inevitable outcome of the yearning of your soul. It is the speaking of your heart in the language of your body. It is the expression of divinity within you. And it calls to you now as it has never called before, because you are hearing it now as it was never heard before. It is time to share with the world a glorious vision. It is the vision of all minds that have ever truly searched, of all hearts that have ever truly loved, of all souls that have ever truly felt the oneness of life. Once you have felt this, you can never be satisfied with anything less. Once you have experienced it, you will want nothing but to share it with all those whose lives you touch. For this is the reality, and it stands in spectacular contrast to the illusion. You will be able to experience the reality and to know it because of the illusion, yet you are not the illusion, and the you that you experience within the illusion is not who you really are. You cannot remember who you really are as long as you imagine the illusion to be real. You must understand that the illusion is an illusion, that you created it for purposes very real, but that the illusion itself is not real. This is what you have come here to remember, with more clarity than you have ever remembered it before. The transformation of your world will depend on your remembering. The meaning of the word education is not to put in, but to draw out. All true education is the drawing out from the student of what is already there. The master knows that it is already there and has no need, therefore, to place it there. The master simply endeavors to cause the student to notice that it is there. Teaching is never about helping others to learn, but about helping them to remember. All learning is remembering. All teaching is reminding. All lessons are memories recaptured. It is impossible to teach something new, for there is nothing new to teach. Everything that ever was, is now, and ever shall be, is right now. The soul has access to all of this information. Indeed, the soul is all of this in formation. The soul is the body of God in formation. I am in a constant process of formation. That process has been called evolution, and it is a process that never ends. If you think of God as a process or a being that is finished, you have not correctly remembered what is so. Here is a great secret. God is never finished with anything, including you. God is never finished with you. That is because you are what God is. And since God is not finished with God, God cannot possibly be finished with you. Now here is the divine dichotomy. I have said that everything that ever was, is now, and ever shall be, is right now. I have also said that the process of evolution is never ending, and thus never over. How can both be true? The answer has to do with the nature of time, as you understand it. In truth, there is no such thing as time. There is simply a process which is going on continually in the never-ending moment of now. God is a process. It is not possible for you to understand this within the framework of human logic or the limitations of the human mind. These limitations are self-imposed, and they are self-imposed for a reason. It goes back to the reason for the entire illusion, which has been explained to you many times now, and will be explained one more time before this present communication comes to an end. For now, simply know that God is never done Godding. The process by which I experience myself is ongoing, never-ending, and instant. The particular aspect of me that is manifesting as human life on earth is even now being transformed. You are, in these present days and times, choosing to play a conscious role in this transformation. Your choice to play that role is demonstrated by this simple act of listening to me now. You would not be doing so without having had an intention at some very deep level to return to awareness. Even if you imagine yourself to be listening to me as a skeptic or a critic, that is just your current imagining. Your underlying purpose in having come to this communication is to bring about a grand remembering. This remembering is what is occurring now all over your world, throughout your human society. It has begun in earnest.
And you can